Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, August 27th, 2023, Romans.
As we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer. Why do I take a few moments of silent prayer? Because you've had 15 minutes to get out of fellowship. That's what. Give you the chance to get back in before we get started, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of your word to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We are studying Romans 6, 6 through 8, the implications. The implications of retroactive and current positional truth. Verses 6 and 7, the implications of retroactive positional truth. Verse 8, the implications of current positional truth. So verse 6 says, "And keep on knowing this, that our old man, the old sin nature, has been crucified together with him, the Lord Jesus Christ," retroactive positional truth, "for two purposes. For purpose number one, for the purpose that the body of sin, the sin nature, might be rendered powerless. Purpose number two, for the purpose that we should no longer be slaves to the sin nature." Verse 7, "For the one who has died," retroactive positional truth, "has been freed from the power of the sin nature." And then now verse 8, the implications of current positional truth. "Now if we have died with Christ," first class condition, and we have, through the baptism of the Spirit and retroactive positional truth, that's as far as we've gone, we're just ready to take the next phrase, "we believe that we shall also live with him." This is the present active indicative of the verb pistelo, plus the conjunction hati with the conjunction kai, plus the future active indicative of sudzao and the dative singular of autos. Pistelwo. P-I-S-T-E-U-long-O. Pistelwo. It's from this verb that we get the noun pistis, the word for faith. And pistelo means to believe in something. It means to be convinced of something. And as you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, you become convinced and believe in the absolute truth of the Word of God, all the fantastic promises that God has given to us. You have the result of your being convinced in the truth of the Word of God is that you have maximum confidence in God and in the Word of God. Now, pistelo is a verb of decendi. Verbs of decendi include knowing, believing, thinking. Well, pistelo is a believing verb. And after verbs of decendi, like pistelo, the conjunction hati, which many times is causal conjunction, but not after verbs of decendi. After verbs of dicendi like pistelwo, it introduces an object clause, and therefore it's correctly translated that. And then we have following hati, we have the conjunction kai. K-A-I. And many, many times it's simply a connective kai. It means and. But if I put it up here, you know it's not a connective kai. This is an adjunctive use of the conjunction kai. And it's correctly translated also. And then we have the verb sudzao. S-U-Z-A long O, sudzao. Now sudzao, let's get a couple of points on this. It is a compound word. It's a compound word made up of the preposition soon, S-U-N, and that means with, and then the verb zao, Z-A long O, zao, that means to live. So it's a compound word made up of soon plus zao, and so point two, it literally means to live with someone. To live with someone. Now we have with this the intensive pronoun autos, used as the third person personal pronoun, very common in Koine Greek, never in classical Greek, but in Koine Greek, the Greek of the Bible. An intensive pronoun used for the third person personal pronoun is correctly translated, well, it looks like this, autos, not autos. Autos, and it should be translated him. Third person personal pronoun him, and him is the Lord Jesus Christ. Three, sudzao with autos emphasizes current positional truth, identification with Christ in his resurrection, ascension, and session at the right hand of God the Father. Sudzao with autos emphasizes current positional truth, identification with Christ in his resurrection, ascension, and session at the right hand of God the Father. For this is accomplished through what we've been studying, the baptism of the Holy Spirit at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ. This unique, there was no baptism of the Spirit in any other period of human history. This is totally unique to the church age from Pentecost to the rapture. This is a unique doctrine, church age truth. There never was the baptism of the Spirit entering believers into union with Jesus Christ until the church age. And that makes us very, very special. In all of human history, you are royal family of God. You are in union with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You have blessings given to you that have never been given. Never given to Moses, never given to David, never given to Jeremiah, never given to any of the Old Testament heroes. But you have been given these amazing, amazing blessings. Now this also, there was never a unique spiritual life in any other time in human history. Why is it given now? Because we're living in the intensified stage of the angelic conflict. Now the attack was always in the past on the line of Christ, and then Jesus Christ himself, but after his strategic victory, his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, seated at the right hand of the Father, now There is a body of Christ. Satan doesn't attack Christ. He's at the right hand of the Father. Now he attacks the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. For the first time, Satan attacks every single one of us. This is the intensified stage of the angelic conflict. So, the Lord Jesus Christ lived the first unique spiritual life and then passed it on to us because he knew we would need it. Because now Satan would shift gears and attack the body of Christ. You, every one of you, every single one of you are under attack. So you need a unique spiritual life that only operates by supernatural power. The indwelling of the Spirit as the base of operation for the filling of the Spirit to live this unique spiritual life and be a winner in this intensified stage of the angelic conflict. If you don't live the unique spiritual life by the spiritual skill, you will be a casualty. You will be a casualty in the intensified stage of the angelic conflict. For if we have died with Christ, first class condition, and we have through the baptism of the Spirit and retroactive positional truth, we believe that we shall also live with him, current positional truth, through the baptism of the Spirit. So, one, retroactive positional truth is identification with Jesus Christ in his death and burial through the baptism of the Spirit. Retroactive positional truth is identification with Jesus Christ in his death and burial through the baptism of the Spirit. Two, current positional truth is identification with Jesus Christ in his resurrection, ascension, and session at the right hand of God the Father through the baptism of the Spirit. Current positional truth is identification with Jesus Christ in his resurrection, ascension, and session at the right hand of God the Father through the baptism of the Spirit. Three, retroactive positional truth means positionally the power of the sin nature has been broken over human life. Retroactive positional truth means positionally the power of the sin nature has been broken over human life. You've been freed from slavery to the sin nature. You have the spiritual freedom to live the unique spiritual life and glorify God to the maximum. Four, current positional truth means we are royal family of God in union with Christ through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Current positional truth means we are royal family of God in union with Christ through the baptism of the Spirit. Throughout the other dispensations of human history, there was regeneration and they were family of God. But there was no baptism of the Spirit. There was no royal family of God. Through the baptism of the Spirit, we are in union with the King of all kings and Lord of all lords, and therefore we are royal family of God in union with Christ through the baptism of the Spirit. Five, current positional truth means that we are in union with the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And therefore, we are royal family of God. Current positional truth means that we are in union with the King of kings and Lord of lords. and therefore we are royal family of God. 6. While the Lord Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, He is absent from planet Earth. While the Lord Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, He is absent from planet Earth. Eight. Therefore, the Seven. Therefore, the royal family of God, the body of Christ, represents the Lord Jesus Christ on planet Earth. While the Lord Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, we, the royal family of God, the body of Christ, we represent Him on planet Earth. We're the body of Christ. Eight, during the church age, Pentecost to the rapture, the royal family of God represents the Lord Jesus Christ on planet Earth as His royal ambassadors. During the church age, the royal family of God represents the Lord Jesus Christ on planet Earth as His royal ambassadors. Now our Wednesday night class, we're in 2 Corinthians. And we have coming up 2 Corinthians 5, which is absolutely phenomenal. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 5. Preview of coming attractions. Second Corinthians 5, let's start at verse 18. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ, and He gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. Christ is at the right hand of the Father. But the body of Christ is here on planet Earth. He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So during the church age, the royal family of God represents the Lord Jesus Christ on planet Earth as His royal ambassadors. 9. As the royal ambassadors for Christ, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. And that means we, every one of you, not just, it's easy to look up at Pastor Olson and say, well, he's in full-time Christian service, he's a pastor. Every one of you are in full-time Christian service. You're just as much in full-time Christian service as I am. Every one of you, everyone, you're in full-time Christian service. Every one of you are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. As the royal ambassadors for Christ, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. and we present the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Now, as you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, this will be something you want to do. You'll be motivated. Everywhere you go, you'll be aware. You'll be always ready. And no matter where you're going, you might be at Total Wine getting a bottle of wine. And someone comes up, and this has happened to me. I've gone, they all know me when I come in. And one of them, Gerardo, which I really love this guy, for every time he sees me, he whatever he's doing, he drops it and comes over. He always wants to know, how are you doing? How are you? I said, I know it looks like I'm not doing very well, but I'm doing great. I said, how are you doing? Well, he has had some real health issues. And so I could tell he is totally concerned. And I don't think he was a believer in Jesus Christ. So I took a gospel booklet and gave it to him. And I said, I want you to read this. And that this is more important than anything else that's going on in your life. I want you to read this. This summarizes what God says in His Word, how you can know that you will be in heaven with Him forever and ever. If you believe what is in this gospel booklet, it presents the grace gospel that the Bible teaches. I said, this is the greatest way I can help you. And I said, if you don't mind, we have great church full of prayer warriors. If you don't mind, I will put you on our prayer list and have them pray for you. And so here I was in Total Wine. But the door opened. I always am looking, expecting God to open the door. No matter where it is. Whether it's at the store, on a plane. I was on a plane, leaving Spokane, flying to Seattle. And sat down, and this guy sat next to me. And he turned, he looked at me, he goes, aren't you Dick Olson? I said, I didn't do it. No. I said, yes, I am. He said, I ran against you. I ran against you in high school. I said, I don't remember him because I was so far ahead I couldn't see him. And I knew that God opened the door on an airplane. I said, do you mind if I talk to you about the most important person in my life? He said, no, that's fine. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I gave him the grace gospel. And right there, sitting next to me, he believed in Jesus Christ as the Savior. The plane stopped only about 30 minutes. It stopped. He got off. We were only together for 30 minutes on the plane. He believed in Christ. And I know he's going to be in heaven forever and ever. But no matter where you are, what you're doing, you are a royal ambassador for Jesus Christ. Now, if you're not living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, if you don't have personal love for God the Father and you don't have occupation with Christ, well, you won't be motivated. You won't be motivated to have impersonal love for all. But if you are, you will be motivated. You'll be motivated to have impersonal love for all. And that means giving the grace gospel to all kinds of people. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Because you're motivated. You have a spiritual life. You have a love for God. And you know you're His ambassador. You know you're in full-time Christian service. You know you have the message of reconciliation. You all are in full-time Christian service. Every one of you. You have the message of reconciliation to present Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Boy, do we need that in America. That's what we need in America. So during the church age, the royal family of God represents the Lord Jesus Christ on planet Earth as His royal ambassadors. 9. As the royal ambassadors for Christ, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. We're all in full-time Christian service. We present the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. What an honor. What a privilege. An ambassador for Jesus Christ. 10. During the church age, while Jesus Christ is absent, God has given us this unique spiritual life, which is designed to bring us to the point of love for God the Father and occupation with Jesus Christ. And when you have achieved those motivational virtues, you will fulfill your royal ambassadorship. He's given us this unique spiritual life. It only operates by supernatural power, the filling of the Spirit and the Word of God in your heart. And what is it designed to do? To develop love for God, occupation with Christ, and impersonal love for all. It's designed to produce the character of Christ in us. And through us. It's designed to produce the character of Christ in us and through us. That's what the fruit of the Spirit means. Turn over to Galatians 5. When you're living the spiritual life, by the power of the Spirit of God, then the fruit of the Spirit is being produced in you and through you to others. And what is the fruit of the Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit, verse 22. But Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is virtue, love, joy, that's happiness, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, fidelity, tolerance, and self-control. And against such things there is no law. That's what's being produced in you and through you. The fruit of the Spirit through you as you live this unique spiritual life by the power of the Spirit of God. Look at Galatians 4:19. My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. Christ is formed in you. Until Christ makes Himself at home in your heart. And when you reach that point of Christ at home in your heart, you're occupied with Jesus Christ, that motivates you to fulfill your royal ambassadorship and represent Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. 11. A second objective of current positional truth is experiential sanctification. A second objective of current positional truth is experiential sanctification. And to have virtue love brought to completion in our hearts. And this is the ultimate objective of the spiritual life. To have virtue love brought to completion in our hearts. And it's accomplished by spiritual skill number one, the filling of the Spirit. Spiritual skill number two, the teaching ministry of the Spirit. Consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine, growing up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. 12, a third objective of current positional truth is that we share the resurrection life of Christ. We share the resurrection life of Christ. Thirteen, this resurrection life began at salvation through the baptism of the Spirit and current positional truth. This resurrection life began at salvation through the baptism of the Spirit and current positional truth, but it will continue forever and ever and ever as the believer shares eternity with the Lord. This resurrection life began its salvation through the baptism of the Spirit and current positional truth, but it will continue forever as the believer shares the eternity with the Lord. With our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. Thank you for the amazing plan you have for us as royal family in the church age. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.